I'm a Sulby boy through and through, but there comes a time that you have to make big decisions. And we've decided, yes, it's going to be sad for the people of Sulby, but we've tried everything to sell it as it is. But yeah, we've got to move on.
And there's been no joy from trying to sell it.
Sorry, we've had no joy at all at the minute. Somebody out there, if you want to buy it, feel free and come and see us.
There was a lovely film done by Culture Vannon about Kayleigh's stores, and they were talking about all the people who come to use this place. It's more than a store, isn't it?
It is more than a store. We have fantastic local people who, they call religiously, not just to buy things. They'll call and have a chat, cup of tea. It's a meeting place. It always has been, and it is part of the community, without a doubt. It's even the TT riders, and we have John McGuinness. If he's over, he will call in. Cal Crutchlow, brilliant when he's over. Cav calls just to say hello. They have been for years, and even the Knighter boys, we all have a good crack.
And with all that love for the store, it just made the decision really hard, I imagine.
It's hard, but I know deep down that I'm ready to go. I have to be honest, dear Raymond, one of the last things he said to us was, please get on with your life, and if that means selling the shop, please do and carry on. So that's what we're going to do.
Does this reflect the change in communities on the island?
I think the community has changed. Being a Sulby boy all my life, I have seen many big changes. It is changing. The Isle of Man is changing, but I also notice as a community, it's changing because famous saying is, if you don't use it, you will lose it. And if your locals don't use it, you're going to be in trouble. Even, post offices, whatever. And it's true what a lot of people say, please use them. Because it won't be just me that'll close. It'll be a lot more in the Isle of Man.